Just then, a Marine emerged nonchalantly from the hut, checking the safety on his rifle. I knew the man well. He was attached at that time to company headquarters. I called to him by name and said, "Was there a nip in that hut? I just checked it out." "No," he said as we approached him. "Just an old gook woman who wanted me to put her out of her misery, so I obliged her." The doc and I stared at each other, and then at the Marine. That quiet, neat, mild-mannered young man just wasn't the type to kill a civilian in cold blood. When I saw the crumpled form under the faded blue kimono in the hut door, I blew up. "You dumb bastard! She tried to get me to shoot her, and I called Doc to come help her." The executioner looked at me with a puzzled expression. "You son of a bitch," I yelled. "If you want to shoot at somebody so damn bad, why don't you trade places with a BAR man or a machine gunner and get out of that damn CP and shoot at nips? They shoot back." He stammered apologies, and Doc cursed him. I said, "We're supposed to kill nips, not old women." The executioner's face flushed. An NCO came up and asked what happened. Doc and I told him. The NCO glared and said, "You dirty bastard." Somebody yelled, "Let's go, Sledgehammer, we're moving out." "You guys shove off, I'll take care of this," said the NCO to Doc and me. We ran off to catch up with the mortar section while the NCO continued to chew out the executioner. I never knew whether or not he was disciplined for his cold-blooded act. On the right of the 1st Marine Division, the 7th Marines extended its lines to the west coast and sealed off the Oroku Peninsula. Then the 6th Marine Division came in and fought a 10-day battle of attrition to annihilate the Japanese defenders there. The division killed nearly 5,000 Japanese, taking only 200 prisoners, and a loss of 1,608 Marines killed and wounded. On 4 June, the 1st Marines relieved the 5th Marines as the assault regiment for the 1st Marine Division's drive to the south. The 5th Marines went into reserve for 3rd Marine Amphibious Force, a stance that still involved much danger for its weary Marines because of a mission to aggressively patrol and mop up behind the forward elements. We dug in as a secondary line along a low ridge with some ruins of Okinawan houses behind us and a broad open valley stretching south to our front as far as we could see.